Education administrators have had their hands full the past few weeks. They've had to transition to online learning for students of all ages. Other challenges include making sure students have the right equipment, such as tablets, to continue their studies. And then there's the matter of bringing teachers up to speed on how to conduct their classes remotely. Another thing they've had to do is make sure students are getting nutritious meals. Lori Haukenes is the superintendent of the Cortez Montezuma School District. She says making sure kids are still getting fed has been a team effort.
You know, our bus drivers and food service have actually been working very closely together, obviously following the CDC guidelines. As a district, we've been feeding anywhere between 300 and 500 meals per day.
For perspective, Haukenes says there are about 2,700 students in the district. For many kids living in poverty, food supplied by their schools may be the most substantial and nutritious meal they get all day. For the Cortez Montezuma School District, eligible students receive a free breakfast and lunch. Nationwide, more than 29 million children participate in the National School Lunch Program each day. The program is the second largest anti-hunger initiative in the U.S. after SNAP or food stamps. The school lunch program was signed into law by President Harry S. Truman in 1946. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.